Welcome aboard, Paulding County, to another edition of My Sports right here every Saturday morning, live from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, your host, as always. Thanking you so much for choosing to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me talking Paulding County athletics. And we have a ton to get to from this past week, a ton of great volleyball we have to talk about. Of course, we will chat about football from an evening ago, GMC play in full swing in both football and volleyball, so we'll break all of that down. And of course, I cannot forget about our guest today, here to help me do all of that, mysports.live analyst, among many other hats he wears, Scoot Miller, and of course, my color commentator from two of the games this past week. We were together on the Antwerp and Wayne Trace volleyball game, and then again last night for Paulding Edgerton football. So he'll help me break down volleyball and football on another jam-packed episode of My Sports, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just tuning in this week, but every week to another edition of My Sports, and we get it all started right after this on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Back here on My Sports, chatting some Friday night lights, a full slate of games that we need to chat about from an evening ago, and a ton going on in Green Meadows Conference play, the heart of GMC football. We're in it right now in week number 7, wrapping up an evening ago, and let's start. It was Ayersville with a one-point victory over Hicksville, 21-20. Fairview all over the Antwerp Archers, 42-14. Paulding falling to Edgerton, 38-26, the score. We're going to break that one down. And, of course, Tenora beating Wayne Trace in overtime on a 38-yard field goal. The only difference in that one, Tenora Rams 3, Wayne Trace Raiders 0. Let's dive into that one first. So with the loss, Wayne Trace, they dropped to 2-5 on the season, 2-2 in conference play. Tenora still unblemished in the GMC. First downs tipped in favor of the Tenora Rams. 32 rushing attempts for 63 yards. 27 passing attempts, 19 completions for 152 yards. 215 yards of total offense for Wayne Trace. Only 82 yards of total offense. But the Raiders didn't lose a fumble on the day. Only had two penalties for 20 yards. Just couldn't get in the score sheet. So your individual leaders, they look like this. It was Jacob Bishop, the game-winning 36-yard field goal in overtime. Again, the only difference in this one. 3-0 final, Tenora over Wayne Trace. Individual rushing leaders for Tenora. Cooper Replogle, 11 for 60 on the ground, with the compliment coming from Dominic Graziani, 9 for 49. Wayne Trace rushing, Lance Whitman, 7 for 11. Jack Schoenauer, 6 for 7. Owen Farrell through the air, 19 of 27 for 152. Jack Schoenauer, 6 of 17 for 64 for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Receiving, Josh Lieb, 7 for 50, and Jacob Bishop, 5 for 33. And Tyler Head leading the way for the Wayne Trace Raiders, 5 for 50. But again, all goose eggs through the first, second, third, and fourth quarters. A 36-yard field goal, the difference from Jake Bishop in this one. Tenora overtime winners over Wayne Trace. Time to chat about the game that I was at, and it was Paulding, and it was Edgerton, and this one started out with fireworks. It was Edgerton driving, and then Jalen Manns picks off the quarterback and goes 83 yards to the house, over 7.5 minutes taken off the clock by Maddox Baker in the Edgerton offense, but Jalen Manns stepping in front of a pass and taking it, again, 83 yards to the house for the first Paulding score, but the Panthers, their offense was shut out in the first half. It was all Edgerton, and then the Panthers come storming back in the second half, but they come up just a bit short. Too much Edgerton Bulldogs tonight. 38-26, your final. Let's dig into this one just a little bit more. Colton Hunt, man, he looked good. He found Blake Roanhouse. Each man's boy had a really nice game. Jalen Manns with a few different catches. Jordan Manns as well coming up with some nice plays on defense. But the trenches, give these Bulldogs credit. Their offensive line was really good. They pushed the Paulding defensive line back, recreated the line of scrimmage, got their potent offense going, starting with that rushing attack. Joel Walkup, as advertised, the leading rusher in the GMC, he was that good last night, running all over the Paulding defense. But again, give these Paulding Panthers credit, give head coach Jim Menzie credit. They went into the break at halftime, down a whole bunch, reconfigured the game plan a little bit, came out, the offense started clicking in the second half, but they just fell a tad bit short. Also, for the Paulding Panthers, having some nice games. Miguel Martinez, Matthew Bale, Jack Woods, of course. Kane Jones, a few nice receptions. And Colton Bayshore, man, Colton Bayshore, he's been a staple on this defense along with Jack Woods a long time. And you can tell the leader stepped up tonight. But again, the Paulding Panthers fall in a close one, 38-26. So now it's time to take a look at the updated standings with the Tenora victory. Again, 3-0 over the Wayne Trace Raiders, a 36-yard field goal. The difference, they stay at 4-0. The only unblemished team in the GMC, 4-3 overall for the Tenora Rams. Edgerton, 3-1, 5-2. Fairview, 3-1, 5-2. Paulding drops to 2-2 and 5-2 on the year. They drop down the standings. Wayne Trace, 2-2, 2-5. Hicksville, 1-3, 2-5. Ayersville, 1-3, 1-6. And then Antwerp, 0-4, 2-5. Again, tough loss to Fairview for the Antwerp Archers last night. So we're going to take a quick break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're going to talk to Scoot Miller. He'll help me break down a whole bunch of volleyball, a whole bunch of football, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation. My Sports continues right after this, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports continues, and back here from the My 102.7 WMYW studios, we are talking some volleyball, and helping me do that, as I promised, is none other than Scoop Miller. Scoop, thanks for taking some time today, man. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, Pete.
Now, Scoop, we've been on a few games together this past week. Let's start with volleyball because that's what we're talking about. Some really good GMC volleyball. We're going to get to the standings, and we'll get to some GMC talk in a little bit. But the one I want to start with, Wayne Trace and Antwerp, that we were on the call of for MySports.live. Wow, Scoop, did we see some really phenomenal back-and-forth high school volleyball.
Well, you and I were both looking forward to being able to call that game, and that game did not disappoint. We saw two teams that were really fighting it out, desperately looking for a win. And how about Wayne Trace coming up with their 9th win of the season? That they had to earn it, but never easy going into the range and getting a W. That credit the Raiders. They were very impressive the other night.
And digging into that game a little bit more, it was 25-19, 26-24, 25-18. But Scoop, Wayne Trace in that second set, they got everything they could handle from Antwerp. Antwerp had a lead in that second set, and Wayne Trace was able to come back and obviously take it. But that was really a turning point in the match.
Well, it really was, because Antwerp had played so well, really was in control that second set most of the time. But, you know, Wayne Trace hung tough, and then when they had their backs to the wall, they made a nice run. Ended up being a barn burner there. We had to go a little bit beyond that 25 mark, but Wayne Trace pulled it out. And that really, I thought, was the turning point. Antwerp really battled hard that third set, but just didn't have enough left in the tank. So really an impressive win for Wayne Trace. But also, I think hats off to Antwerp. I thought they played some phenomenal volleyball throughout that night.
And again, if you missed that game, it is archived on demand on the mysports.live website. So go back and take a look. Even if you were out at the game, of course, you can go back and see all the action there. But the one other thing I wanted to talk about with Wayne Trace Volleyball in that game scoop was the parity of scoring and contributions we saw up and down their lineup, whether it was Harper Myers, Lexi Moore, Tori Sin. I mean, it just seemed like they were getting contributions all up and down. And when you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game, it proves that. And that's one thing that you have to absolutely love if you're Cassidy Posey, their head coach.
Well, you're right. You know, anytime you're looking at rivalry games, you know, it's usually going to come down to the team effort. And that's what Wayne Trace really excelled at the other night. You could go down the list there. I mean, obviously, you always start with Lexi Moore because her presence at the net can really change games around. But I thought the Winans twins, Caroline and Kareen, played some exceptional volleyball that night. You know, Harper Myers, she's that senior leader out there that's been through so many battles throughout her career. You know, she's that calming force out there when things get tough. And I also thought, boy, they got a great game once again from Tori Sin, something we've seen so many times this season. But again, you know, I thought Olivia Zartman played well for them. It just really was a team effort. And I tell you what, if they don't get that total team effort, that outcome goes the other way.
Yeah, you're 100% correct because, again, the Archers gave them everything they had. And a few bright spots for Antwerp again. They're both still pretty young teams. How about Amelia Graham and Alexis Otto, the junior and the sophomore, both having really nice nights? Again, future bright for this Archer volleyball program.
Oh, I think they're certainly on the upside and certainly give Tony Jerome in her second season a lot of credit. Those kids play hard. You know, that's why I love watching those girls play. You can throw the records out the window because they really get after you. A lot of times they're undersized, I should say, but yet you can't tell that. They go out there and battle. Amelia Graham at 5'3", she's one of the most dominant hitters in the GMC. And, of course, Caroline Rohr is just an exceptional libero, another great all-around athlete. And I thought they got some great play from Maddie Peters. You know, she's kind of that unsung hero, but she does such a great job in the middle. She serves so well. And then they've got some good sophomores in Alexis Otto, you know, Briley Bagley, Emery Jones, Life Brand. I mean, they've got some good young kids coming. So this is the team that's going to continue to get better, that's heading in the right direction.
Now let's talk about the GMC as a whole for volleyball. The top, a little bit top heavy. You were able to speak on Tenora a little bit. These Tenora Rams, pretty legit.
Yeah, they've really impressed me. I got a chance to see them last Saturday when they traveled to Archbold. You know, Archbold, as we all know, a very strong volleyball power throughout the year, second most wins in Ohio history in volleyball. And yet, Tenora was able to go on the road and get an impressive win there. That had to go five sets, but they just pulled away in that fifth set. And, you know, anytime you can go this deep in the season undefeated, that speaks volumes because, again, not just the GMC, but Northwest Ohio has some great volleyball. So we're seeing it. But, you know, overall, Pete, the GMC, they're winning 65% of their non-conference volleyball games. I think that speaks volumes. You know, you look at the NWOL, you know, the Arch Bowls, the Wasion, you know, Bryan, Delta, and so forth. You know, they're winning at about a 44% clip outside the league. And then you have the GMC, just really has been lights out. So, you know, really from head to toe, as we saw it the other night, you know, Antwerp still looking for their first GMC win, but that's a team that, I'll tell you what, you want to watch them play because they get after you and they do have some athletes.
And that's one thing I wanted to speak to Scoop, was kind of the middle of the GMC right now, the Ayersville, the Wayne Trace, the Pauldings. It also really reflects the toughness of their non-conference schedules and how they prepared to get into league play because the overall records are very close to 500.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, Ayersville's a great example that you mentioned. You know, coming into this week, you know, they have a losing record at 8-9, but yet, you know, they're capable of beating anybody on a given night. I mean, they have a tough non-conference schedule, but, you know, I had them, they hosted Fairview in the GMC opener. They had Fairview down two sets to love, but, you know, Fairview being back-to-back champs, played like champs that night, and were able to pull out a tough five-set win on the road. But that just kind of shows you the depth there, because Ayersville's one that's really not a conversation for a GMC crown, but yet certainly capable of beating anybody any given night. And I would say the same for all three Paulding County's teams. You know, Paulding is a much improved team this year. They played some great volleyball. You know, Wayne Trace, with the athletes they have, they're going to be a tough out. They're another team that's capable of beating teams. And, of course, Antwerp, we saw the other night, was right in the thick of things against Wayne Trace before Wayne Trace was able to come from behind in that second set to turn that match around.
So let's pivot now. And I'm looking at the standings for football, and they're kind of pretty reflective on what we were just talking about. Again, the parity up and down. But let's talk about the Paulding Panther Scoop. This is a team, boy, over the last 2 years, have we watched them improve, and we have watched them grow. Some of the names on the team just coming from freshmen, just getting older. You see that talent progressing year after year. These Paulding Panthers really are having a nice season. What are some of the keys for Paulding moving forward that they have to keep doing if they want to pull out a GMC crown this year?
For Paulding, they're going to have to really win that turn of a battle, which is something they've done a great job of this year. I think they've turned it over just four times on the season. I think they forced 12 to 14 turnovers on the season. So, you know, they're like plus 10 in that turnover margin. So that's been a big area of improvement. Remember, Paulding just 2 years ago was 1-9, but last year they had a tremendous year, I thought, under Jim Minzy there, pulling out that Week 10 win against Wayne Trace that catapulted the Panthers into the playoffs. Well, I thought that was a huge shot in the arm. Then Paulding, you know, reeled off five straight wins to start things out after that tough two-point loss to Fairview. And Fairview, honestly, is a team I thought would win the league coming in this year. And Paulding really had them. But, again, there's a lot to be played in the GMC here. I don't think anybody's going to run the table this year in the GMC. So even with Paulding having one loss, I think they're in the thick of things if they can take care of business from here on out.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of teams, again, with just one loss in the GMC standings. Again, the overall records, speaking to the competition that the GMC prepares itself with in non-conference scoop. Let's talk about the Wayne Trace Raiders again really fast. They're in the thick of things. I think consistency from here on out is one thing that I really want to see from Wayne Trace on the offensive side and defensive side of the ball.
Right now, they're playing really well. They had some tough losses early, but I think they're starting to figure out the pieces of the puzzle. Great football come up this weekend, the GMC. You certainly don't want to miss it.
And, Scoop, it's always so much fun to talk to some of the coaches around the area, and I know you get to talk to a few at practice. And while we're prepping for the MySports.live games as well, they each say the same thing, that the GMC has some very good athletes in it. You never know who's going to win on any given night, and the coaching is really, really good. And, again,
It really is. Again, you just cannot take weeks off. You no longer, you know, have a team that's going to be just a given doormat. You're going to have to come out there and lace them up Friday night, or you're going to be a disappointing team when that final horn goes off. So you're going to have to come up and play. You know, I like where Paulding's at right now, but I certainly think they're going to regroup. Again, Edgerton's a team that awfully scary. They've got some great athletes. And again, you know, look at all the teams that are in the hunt. Paulding, Fairview, Edgerton, Wayne Trace, and then I think Hicksville's a team that's much improved from a year ago. Ayersville, they've stumbled after getting a piece of the GMC crown a year ago. And then Antwerp, Antwerp's been spoiled the last few years. They're battling, though. They're a couple plays away from being 4-2 this year, honestly. So I think they've done a nice job. You know, they've got some tough games ahead, but if you know the Archers, you've watched them in recent years, those kids will compete for four quarters, as we all know.
And Coach Hale has them prepared each and every week, and I'm glad you said that because, like you said, Scoop, their record, few plays here and there really could be flipped. So the Archers definitely still improving, and I'm excited to see how they grow throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I really am too. You know, I've got a chance to see them in person once, and I was really impressed. You know, they were banged up a little bit that night, but it didn't keep their kids from competing. They were right in the game in the fourth quarter and really just, you know, one play turned that ball game around. So I really like how they're playing, especially when, you know, they graduated one of the most phenomenal classes to really come through GMC ranks in a long, long time. as those guys moved on, graduated a year ago. But again, I like how they're responding, and certainly Coach Hale will have these guys ready through the stretch run here of this 2024 season.
Well, Scoop, hey, thank you so much for the insight today, and of course, thank you for all the hard work that you do on MySports.live, and I appreciate you coming back on. I know it's been a little bit, but again, talking football, talking volleyball, thought it was the perfect week, so again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Pete. It's been my pleasure.
This has been the voice of Scoop Miller, and we're back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Welcome back, Paulding County. We're putting a lid on this edition of My Sports with our My Sports slate of games like we do each and every week. But before we get to those, need to thank our sponsors and, of course, our guest today, Scoop Miller. Scoop, thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join me this morning talking some Paulding County volleyball. Talking some Paulding County football. We covered pretty much all of it, and if you missed that conversation, of course, it is archived on demand on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. So head on over and check out all of the episodes, not just from this year, but the past 3 years. I've been your host here every Saturday morning. More thank yous. They need to go out to our sponsors. Number one, the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp. Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. And again, without you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this every week, so thank you always for the continued support. Time to talk my sports slate of games, and this is what it looks like for the upcoming weeks. I told you, I've been with Scoop Miller a lot. Well, we have a game next week, but before we get to that, it all starts Monday. Wayne Trace and Delphus Jefferson Volleyball, Kenny Stabler and Dave Bowen on the call for you there. Then Jason Landers and Doug Billman will have some junior high football for you. Wayne Trace and Antwerp junior high football, that one starting at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Jason Landers and again Doug Billman on the call for you there. Also on Tuesday, it is myself and Scoop Miller for some volleyball on MySports.live. Antwerp and Ayersville squaring off in the GMC. And then, of course, Thursday, Paulding and Antwerp with Caleb Atch and Scoop Miller. And on Friday, it is Antwerp and Wayne Trace on the gridiron with Corbin Vance and Scoop Miller calling that one. So that's a look at our My Sports slate of games. And just like these episodes, all of the MySports.live games are archived, not just from this season, but from past seasons on the MySports.live website. So if you didn't make it out to any game, or you were able to make it out to a game and want to rewatch it, they are there for the taking. And we heard Scoop Miller talk about the really good volleyball game that me and him had between Antwerp and Wayne Trace from this past year. Urge you to go take a look at that one as well. But again, a plethora of games on the MySports.live website. Football, volleyball, some spring sports were on there from last year. So anything you really want for your viewing and listening pleasure. You missed any games in Paulding County, you know where to find them. Well, that will do it for me today. Whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. Until then, have a great week and take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.